Tomorrow night, Jews around the world will begin to celebrate Passover, also known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In this country, about a third of all unleavened bread, or matzah, comes from a single factory in New York. For 90 years, Streitz Matzah has been baking at the same location on the Lower East Side. Loyal customers insist that matzah tastes better than other brands, but now Streitz is leaving its longtime factory. And as NPR's Joel Rose reports, its customers are mourning.
If you think all matzah tastes the same, Streitz customers beg to differ. Every year, hundreds of them stock up for the Passover holiday, when Jews are supposed to eat only unleavened bread for 8 days, at the company's factory on the Lower East Side.
We like the taste.
The supermarkets don't have the stuff. You could come here and you smell the matzah as, yes, you're going to miss that.
It was sort of the last holdout in the neighborhood. I mean, it was, I guess, sort of inevitable.
Jackie Berkowitz, Hedy Weinberger, and Megan Sklow. Streitz did hold out for decades, even as other Jewish-owned businesses moved away from the Lower East Side, and high-end restaurants, bars, and apartments took their place. But Streitz stayed put in a factory carved out of four tenement apartment buildings. They're still baking in an oven that dates from before World War II.
The matzah cooks for about 800, 900 degrees for about a minute and 45 seconds.
This is Aaron Gross, one of several cousins who own and run Streitz. His great-great-grandfather opened this factory in 1925. It is now way too small by modern standards, so the company has to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year just to ship matzah to its own off-site warehouse. Co-owner Aaron Yagoda says that's one cost his competitors don't have.
We could absorb some of the cost, but the real problem is we can't fix the ovens anymore. And every day we come in, it's a blessing that the ovens even turn on.
Shortly after Passover, the company will shut off these ovens for good. But Aaron Gross insists the Streitz family recipe will move with them.
We're the butt of a lot of jokes with matzah. It's the bread of affliction. You know, people say, oh, it's tough to eat for 8 days. But we have many, many consumers that forget Passover. They eat it because they choose to eat it.
But there are reasons to worry that something might be lost in the move. Here's longtime employee Tony Zapata in a clip from the documentary film Streitz, Matzah and the American Dream.
The water we use is New York City water, which is best water in the world. I mean, you want Jersey water? Fine. You buy matzahs from Jersey. That's on you. We have quality.
Zapata is alluding to Manischewitz, the biggest matzah company in the world based in New Jersey. To see if anyone else could tell the difference, we enlisted some taste testers. Sarah Lohman, a food writer and educator, and Annie Polland from the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. And we gave them matzah number one.
That's a good snap. Now, dry, your face is an actual pain.
As my grandmother would say, this is as dry as my life.
And then, matzah number two.
I'm a little shocked to say the flavor is different.
It totally is different. It has a little bit of a toasty flavor.
Mm-hmm. It tastes more like a cracker, mm-hmm. number two, whereas one kind of just tastes more like dry flour. Mm-hmm. This one is Streitz, right?
I think so.
What is the answer?
Yeah, you guys are right. This is the Streitz.
Yeah!
Annie Polland says the closing of the factory is a real loss for the neighborhood.
For so long, for decades, Jews have been coming back here at springtime to kind of do this Passover shopping, and Streitz was like a central part of that, I guess, pilgrimage, if you will. So I think it not being here, there's something really sad about it.
Streitz owners won't say exactly where in the New York area they are planning to move, but if they do it right, they say that next Passover, their customers won't even notice the difference. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.